11, written by Kylie Brandt and read by Kate Udall.
Prologue. Once again, you disappoint, 11. The slight push she gave sent her body swaying from the length of chain like a pendulum. She hung upside down, sheathed in a clear, thick plastic tarp held in place with bungee cords. Her ankles were suspended from a metal beam running the length of the building. Discipline was harsh and frequent. She braced herself for what was to come, knew the agony would outweigh her anticipation of it. Who helped you? The lie was immediate. Nobody. The first blow landed, a fist to her belly. Oxygen rushed out of her like steam from a boiling tea kettle. Try again. She was unable to draw breath, just shook her head in mute protest. Refusing to answer is just another form of disobedience. The next punch caught her in the left kidney, but his voice sounded more amused than angry. He relished the punishments. They were meted out in varying intensity for the smallest infractions. Finally able to speak, she gasped out, "Just exploring. Who was with you?" The question was punctuated with a series of slaps. Her face, breasts, butt, thighs. "I was alone." "Should your punishment focus on your lies or your disobedience, I wonder?" From her position, he was visible only from the knees down. She could feel the blood shifting slowly toward her upper body. In minutes, numbness would start to creep into her shoulders and arms. Although she'd be expected to bargain the length and severity of her penalty, her words were meant to spare another. "I'm not lying." The others were silent, but she knew they huddled at the front of their cells watching, because he'd ordered them to. Punishments were group affairs. Lessons were to be seared into psyches and designed to break spirits, to reduce them to their basest states. Cowering, primitive beings whose every action was designed to avoid pain. Disobedience it is, then. Whose turn to choose the weapon? For
the whip.
The woman's voice was gleeful. No,
the antenna.
For you've chosen wisely. He bent then, reaching out to turn her body until he could peer into her face. 11. Thank Four for her suggestion. As always, her captor wore a mask covering his head. This one was adorned with a curved black beak and a rainbow of turquoise feathers. A beautiful frame for a soulless monster. 11! Nausea threatened. It wasn't that the humiliation outweighed the abuse. Nothing was worse than the pain. But each time she obeyed him, she felt a tiny shred of humanity stripped away. Soon, there'd be nothing left of her. She'd be hulled out, an empty shell.
Thank you for...
You blood-sucking bitch. He straightened, and her muscles tensed as she heard the slight whistle the antenna made in the air before contact. Then, agony exploded. Her back bowed, and a primal howl escaped her. Begin your lessons. The second blow landed, and pain radiated beneath the skin, dancing across nerve endings, skipping along synapses.
You are my lord and master.
The third contact had her body swinging.
I am nothing. I exist only to serve you.
The blows were coming faster now. Biting back the screams served only to enrage him, so she let them echo and re-echo in the cavernous enclosure. Who are you? The metal whipped across her back, her stomach, her thighs. To whom do you belong?
I am 11. I am yours.
There was a roar of blood rushing to her head, ringing in her ears. The words were little more than whispered croaks.